when all my labors and trials are o'er, and I am safe on that beautiful shore, just to be near the dear Lord I adore, will through the ages be glory for me.
A warm welcome to our program, Prophecy for Today, presenting Bible prophecy and its message for the day in which we are living. Pastor Perry F. Rockwood speaking.
Praise God, hallelujah, it happened to me. A marvelous miracle happened to me. Once I was blind, but now I can see. Praise God, hallelujah, it happened to me. Lost and wandering, blind in sin, trying to find my way. I prayed for the Lord to have mercy on me. Oh, what a wonderful, wonderful day. Praise God, hallelujah, it happened to me. A marvelous miracle happened to me. Once I was blind, but now I can see. Praise God, hallelujah, it happened to me. God so glorious, God so kind, heard me in heaven above. He came down through Jesus and opened mine eyes. Oh, what a wonderful, wonderful love. Praise God, hallelujah, it happened to me. A marvelous miracle happened to me. Once I was blind, but now I can see. Praise God, hallelujah, it happened to me. Praise God, hallelujah, it happened to me.
Maranatha, friends, the Lord is coming. That's what the word Maranatha means. The Lord is coming. What if he came today? Our letter today comes from Minnesota. I want to thank you for your ministry. It has touched my life and made a difference. I am 19 years of age and just graduated from the high school. I am sending you a gift to help you continue your ministry and to help benefit the kingdom of God. We are thankful for this letter from a young man in Minnesota. This is Miracle Month for our broadcasts. So often the Lord's work is pushed into the background during the summer months. We are praying for souls and praying for support during this miracle month. Our annual Bible conference this year will be held from September the 2nd to the 9th, right here in Halifax, Nova Scotia. We are having a special service on Friday, September the 7th, to praise our Lord for 60 years of broadcasting without missing a program. All who write will receive a copy of a new booklet just published, Walking with the Savior, offer 547. Here's a collection of timely articles for young people, but it will be a blessing to all ages. Here are some of the articles: True Religion, False Religion, Walking with the Savior, God's Recipe for Love and Marriage, Sports and Physical Exercise, Drive to Survive, Why Do Bad Things Happen? The Christian and Sickness. Please Remember Your Manners. Tattoos and Body Piercing. And other articles. Now here's a booklet that everyone will want. Just write and ask for offer 547. Offer 547. When you write, let me know you are praying for souls and support. Our mailing address, The People's Gospel Hour, Box 1660, Halifax, Nova Scotia, Canada, B3J3A1, Box 1660, Halifax, Nova Scotia, Canada, B3J3A1. Our United States address, The People's Gospel Hour, Box 55862, Boston, Massachusetts, 02205. Our web address, www.tpgh.org. Shall we pray? Father, we're so thankful to be in the presence of God. I pray for each one listening in. Be with those who are sick and those today who are lonely, those who are going through special trials. I pray for homes and marriages. I pray for young people. I pray for those in prisons and correctional institutions. I pray today for the multitudes who are lost, lost on the way to hell. I pray today for the many who are religious but lost. Help them to see their sin need and come to the Savior. I pray in Jesus' name, amen. When the Lord Jesus met the disciples on the Mount of Olives, he made reference to two periods of time in Old Testament history, the flood of Noah and the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah. In referring to both, he said, "As it was, so shall it be." And when we see times like the days of Noah, the time of Sodom and Gomorrah, then we know that the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. Our Lord Jesus said in Luke 17, "Likewise also, as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they builded. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed." To know therefore just exactly what Jesus meant, it is necessary to examine the record of the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah, as found in Genesis 19. Let me read. "And there came two angels to Sodom at even, and Lot sat in the gate of Sodom. And Lot, seeing them, rose up to meet them, and he bowed himself with his face toward the ground. And he said, Behold now, my lords, turn in, I pray you, into your servant's house, and tarry all night, and wash your feet, and ye shall rise up early and go on your ways. But before they lay down, the men of the city, even the men of Sodom, compassed the house round, both old and young, all the people from every quarter. And they called unto Lot and said unto him, Where are the men which came into thee this night? Bring them out unto us, that we may know them." The name Sodom stands, of course, for sodomy, that's so prevalent today. The sin of sodomy, above all sins, is a sin that God curses, and he just simply deals with them in judgment. Now, all I am doing is preaching the Bible. You don't have to believe the Bible. But this is exactly what God says about sodomy, homosexuality, that God sends judgment upon it. And if you want to mention a real loathsome sin today, you can just compare it with Sodom and Gomorrah. It is therefore remarkable that when Jesus would give us a picture of the corruptness of the age just preceding a second coming, he compared it to the days of the flood and of Sodom and Gomorrah. He said in relation to the flood, Luke 17:26, "And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. They did eat, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise also as it was in the days of Lot. They did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they builded, but the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed." You'll notice a striking similarity between the days of Noah and the days of Lot. Jesus uses these two periods of history to show us the world conditions as they will exist once again just before the return of our Lord. He says, in essence, watch the signs of the times. When world conditions describe before the flood of Noah and the destruction of Sodom for sodomy, then know that the second coming of the Son of Man is near, even at your doors. There is therefore no excuse for ignorance concerning the time of Christ's return. Jesus said, as it was in the days of the flood, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. As it was in the days of Lot, even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. To know the signs of Christ's soon return, we need only to study the Bible and to see the conditions of the flood and the conditions of sodomy. Jesus said, as it was, so shall it be. When all these things begin to come to pass, lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. And friends, we see today the increase of sodomy. And Noah's time, of course, it was a generation without God, a generation without the Bible, a generation that turned his back upon God and exercised lawlessness on every hand. And of course, in the days of Lot, it was sodomy, and God sent fire and brimstone upon that sin and upon that city. And Jesus said, you can expect the rise of days like unto Noah, the rise of days unto Lot, sodomy, before the coming of the Lord. And when you see these things beginning to come to pass, look up, your redemption draweth nigh. And I believe with all my heart that the stage is being set today for the coming of the Lord. And you'll find that these great examples will be before us more and more as the days go by. And it will become more prominent. And the groups that represent them will be more aggressive. And of course, I'm just going by what the Bible says. And the Bible says in Romans chapter 1 that God gave them up. God gave them up. God loves sinners. And every one of these are sinners and needs salvation. Salvation is of the Lord, and God's word has a standard of righteousness, a standard for families, a standard for bringing up children, a standard for sexual purity, a standard of daily living. And when that standard is broken, you can expect the judgment of God. And I believe with all my heart that these are the sins that are eating at the very heart of our nation today. And we're going to see more and more the judgment of God falling upon us. You can't expect the blessing of God upon a nation when a nation accepts sin that God condemns. How important it is to turn to the Lord and receive him as personal Savior, whom to know is life eternal. Oh, today, now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. Will you come and put your trust in the Lord Jesus? I'd love to send you my booklet, How to Be Saved and Know It. This broadcast is sponsored by the People's Gospel Hour, Box 1660, Halifax, Nova Scotia, Canada, B3J3A1, Box 1660, Halifax, Nova Scotia, Canada, B3J3A1. Our United States address, the People's Gospel Hour, Box 55862, Boston, Massachusetts, 02205. Now, until the same time tomorrow, the Lord willing, Pastor Perry F. Rockwood, may the Lord bless you and make you a blessing.